2 minutes gone in injury time at the end of this game. Hearts 0, Waterford FC 4. Another 2 minutes to be played. The fourth official indicated there would be at least 4 minutes of injury time. So that gives me a chance to run down through the big talking points in this game. It was a good first half. Harps played well during that 45 minutes, although they fell behind on 23 minutes when Dara Power forced the ball home, and it came after a free kick was taken quickly. Power found room in the box and shot past Rory Kelly. At the other end, Harps had chances of their own, the best of which came the way of Ryan Flood on 37 minutes. A cracking effort from Ryan Flood. Got onto his left foot from a narrow angle. He flashed his shot across the goalkeeper, Sargent, but it hit the inside of the post and managed to deflect away to safety. So it was 1-0 at the break to the visitors, but Harps fell apart in a 9-minute period right at the start of the second half. Within 5 minutes, Cameron Cresswell had scored a second for them. Christy Patterson had got far too much room in the midfield area for Waterford. He was allowed to go make so much progress, passed the ball into Cresswell on the edge of the box. He took a touch and then shot past Rory Kelly for 2-0, and it was 3-0 on 54 minutes. Dean McMenemy pouncing on Max Hutchinson just outside the Harps area, so he was in on goal. Again, Kelly came out to narrow the angle. McMenemy's effort in off the upright, 3-0 to Waterford. Right on the hour, Noah Baba showing a straight red card for a foul on the Waterford danger man, Connor Parsons, best player on the pitch by a country mile. He was superb, but he played no further part after that because he was hurt under that challenge from Noah Baba. Straight red for Baba. That's the third red card in 3 games for Harps players, and not the kind of run of discipline that you want at this stage. And there's another effort on goal from Waterford. A deflected free kick goes wide for a corner kick, and McMenemy scored his second and Waterford's fourth on 66 minutes. Waterford got to the byline on the right hand side. The pullback, well, a Waterford player actually stepped over it because he knew McMenemy was coming behind him, and then McMenemy just struck it first time in past the unfortunate Rory Kelly, and Waterford on their way to a second 4-0 victory here in Balbofey this season. Indeed, there goes the full time whistle blown by match referee Mark Houlihan. Waterford won here by 4-0 back in May, and they've won on a similar scoreline tonight, so that ensures that they stay 16 points behind Galway United at the top end of the first division. Harps are second from bottom. They're a long way off the playoffs now because Wexford have won tonight away to Treaty, so they're in 5th place in the first division table, and a full 12 points clear of Finn Harps with 7 games left to play, 6 games left to play after tonight. Next week for Harps is the FAI Senior Cup quarter final against St Patrick's Athletic here in Balbofey. And it's been another disappointing night in a game where Harps played well in times in that first half, but in the second half there was only one side in it. A comfortable victory for Waterford. It's finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 0, Waterford FC 4.